University Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
University Records.
Your radio
without borders.
University Records.
Your radio without borders.
Hello, you are listening Diversity Records.
We are young people from all the parts of Europe.
Today you listen to voices of OSH, interviews and sound creation. But first,
listen to Vox Populi at the market.
Okay. How many languages do you speak?
Well, except for my mother tongue, it's only English.
Do you speak French?
Yes.
And Spanish maybe?
No, not at all.
Just French and a little bit English, right?
Yes.
You speak French and English?
Yes.
Three. Which ones?
Dutch, just my native tongue. English, yeah. German.
Dos o tres. Español, inglés un poquito y francés.
In which countries do you want to go?
In New Zealand.
Yes, I want, but I can't because I.
Yes, Canada, South Africa, Australia.
In Europe, maybe some country.
Greece.
And did you travel this year? In a European country, maybe.
Yes, just visiting the south part of France, and this is the only place I've traveled this year.
Be in a country next to mine.
Sí, mucho en España.
¿Y el mundo?
En el mundo también, en el mundo. Estados Unidos, Inglaterra, Canadá, Escocia, Irlanda.
Yes, we're on holiday. Yes, on a camping site.
And did you travel in other countries this year?
No, only France.
European Talks. We make your voice heard wherever you are.
Wo auch immer du bist.
Ovunque tu sia.
Lai kur tu arī būtu.
So, hello, welcome to Mobile Radio Studio OSH. I'm very happy to have Steven here today, who will tell us something about his work connected to mental health and illness. And Steven, I just ask you in the beginning to maybe say a few words about yourself to introduce you.
Yeah, okay, hello. Actually, it's not Steve, it's Stepan, but
I'm
no,
sorry.
It's really hard to pronounce for foreigners, but I came from Czech Republic, from Brno, and my job is quite interesting because I work for non-profit organization. Which is the first one is my project called Psychobrani. I don't know how to translate it to Czech, but it's focused on the stigmatization of mental illnesses because there are a lot of myths about it. The second work is for National Institute of Mental Health. It's also about the stigmatization, but it got like largest area because we do trainings for medics and so on. Then I also work for a non-profit organization called Annabelle. It's focused only on eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia. And last one work is called Renady, and it's focused on people with legal addiction like alcohol, gambling and medicaments.
Okay, and since when are you involved in this kind of work?
The first was my project Psychobrani. It's since 2015, and after that I started work for National Institute Annabelle Merendady. And in that institute I think I'm like 1 year, in Annabelle I'm 2 years, and in Merendady I am like maybe 3 or 4 months, so it's quite a little bit shorter.
Okay. And I'm really interested in like what made you go this direction or choose this kind of work. What is the kind of your personal story behind this, or maybe you can say a few words.
The reason always after high school I wanted to study psychology on university, but I didn't pass the exams to study it. So I went to journalism and security studies, and thanks to our student radio and our faculty, I started broadcasting about mental health and mental illnesses. So, because I wanted to make some way to psychology, despite I don't study it, so I found the way into radio while broadcasting, and then through my project. And you know, see, I don't work as a psychotherapist or someone. I just do public relations or marketing and organize some events. So that's the main point.
Okay. And do you have some personal, like, friends or contacts to people with mental illnesses or people that get stigmatized by?
Yeah, now I have a lot of friends with type of mental illness. But before that, I didn't know about anyone personally who has some mental illnesses. It was like, I'm interested in it, but I don't know about them.
Okay.
And in the time, I just met some people and so on.
Okay, interesting. And this kind of work, does it have an effect on your personal life, or did it change somehow the way you look at people with mental illnesses?
Yeah, of course, because I more understand their situation, especially in Czech Republic, because it's very bad there. And this work is actually really hard to my mind, because if you listen their stories every, I don't know, month, because I heard about 50 or 60 stories, every different, it's a little bit, you know, hard, and I can just listen it and don't think about it.
Mm.
I always think about their lives, what they happened to them, how can I help them, and so on. So it's not like work for me. It's like, I don't know how to say it. Not passion. I don't know the word in English. Like, I want to make a better situation for them in Czech Republic. I really want to help them.
Yeah, I can imagine that this is that it goes close, or that it affects.
Yeah. It's, and especially the people became my friends, and some of them really close friends. So it's really hard to say just, oh, okay, just pass on it or something like that. No.
So is this the most challenging part about this work?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, I think so. There is no more challenging part of it.
Okay.
This is the most.
And when you think about future, you like to continue with this, or you have some projects in mind, some different projects, or?
Yeah, I got some projects because thanks to Psychobraní, my first project I found, we just do events for public, but I want to make some programs or do something for the schools, especially for the high schools, not elementary schools, but for the high schools. So that's one of the projects I want to do in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing
your
story.
Thank you.
Do you want to discover more
about our interests?
Listen to the
following interview.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at Rec Europe with Alexandra, one of our hosts here in Osh. Hello, Alexandra.
Hello.
Tell us something about yourself, like who you are and what are you doing.
My name is Alexandra Jos. I am. I work in non-formal education in an NGO called Media Coma Occitanie, and I make workshop around and training around media education for young people mostly.
And from where do you start with free lessons and sounds? Because this is our topic for tonight.
It's because with Sylvain, my colleague in the NGO, we create 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, a web radio named oncourt.fr, and we diffuse only music and interview and production under free license. So like Creative Commons, licence Art Libre, it depends what you choose. So for us it's very important to defend the free license.
And what make you feel like starting this project?
It's a political reason. It's because in France, 3 years ago, we have choice between Marine Le Pen, who is a racist, come from racist party in France, and Macron, who is our president now. And at this moment, it was really stressful, and I realized I need to create my own media at this moment. I make radio since 20 years, but it was like an urgency to create a media free.
So what keeps your passion alive in this field?
I don't know. I like radio since so long time, so I am totally involved in the radio media. A lot of part of my life is around radio.
So I suppose in so many years of radio, you had a lot of challenges. How did you manage the difficult moments on the spot?
I make a break. The spot, what does it mean?
On the place.
On the place?
Instantly.
I don't know if there is a lot of difficulties. Just my language, English, is very difficult. I have difficulties to speak English, but I don't know. I like to share my passion. So I hope people like also practice and discover a new media.
I understand. And for someone who wants to start a radio, what is your advice regarding finding free lessons?
It's very cool if you choose free lessons when you want to make a web radio, for example, because if you have a website and if you did in France, and in other countries it's quite the same. If you have a website and if you decide to put music on it, you have to pay. You have to pay for the people who make music. It's okay, I understand this way, but now with internet, I think musicians have to have a reflection about the diffusion, to be the master of their own diffusion. And because in France, if we pay for diffusion to put a music on a website, the money don't back to the musician. They're back in a big institution called the SACEM. They collect money for the musician, but the musician see very little piece of this money at the end. So I think free licenses is very cool for musician now to be very involved in the diffusion of their music. And it's important now to think, okay, on internet, music can be free, because if you want to earn money now when you are a musician, it's, I think, it's on stage. When you make tour, when you are on stage, when you sell real disc, not immaterial music. I don't understand how you can buy music, immaterial music. It's a little bit strange, because the purpose of musician is he wants his music the most popular as possible. I think a musician today wants a lot of people hear his music.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much. For the last question, tell us something about your future plans.
to kill the SACEM? No. We want to make another. We have a streaming radio. It's a generalist radio with a production, a lot of different production. And now we want also make a streaming of music and love, blague, joke and joke. So music and joke, it will be our next step.
Okay, and where people can find you?
on a website called oncourte.fr, and there is a streaming and also a lot of podcasts.
Thank you very much for your intervention, and thank you for listening. Have a good night.
Thank you.
What's the sound of Osh? Listen to it.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio
without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
It's up to you.